Good day, podcast audience. This is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, and I am Kenny's wife, Jane Hodge. Well, today we are interviewing, actually I am interviewing my husband, candidate Kenny Hodge, because I think people should really know what it's like around this house during things like this, and I think this is going to be a great adventure.
Good day, podcast audience. Yes, that was my wife opening the podcast. And we're going to do an interview today just so that I can continue to give you information and knowledge about Kenny Hodge, the person, and Kenny Hodge, your next local president. Let's start the interview.
All right. I'm really excited. So, okay. You know, I remember back when all this began. And there must have been something, and I can never put my finger on it, but it happened, you know, back when you were branch president, and you were driven. There were things that were going on, and I guess my question to you, what, if anything, if you can put your finger on one thing, maybe two, but one thing that really drove you thinking why you should run for local president of the entire local 304.
Without going too far in the past, I recognized how I was treated as a branch president. I recognized the limited to zero training that was provided to new presidents and new stewards from the local level. And I put all that together and said, you know, what's missing, I think, from making Local 304 a stronger, more informed union is the leadership. And again, based on some of the treatment that I was...
treated very poorly.
We're not even going to... You know what? I don't want to go too far back onto that, because I don't want to wake that sleeping beast up, man.
Right.
You know, based on what I've seen, I think that the Local 304 will benefit from a president like me, because when people understand that knowledge is power and we're going to have knowledge, that means we don't have to hold lifelong grudges against people. We don't have to have you disappear just because you have ideas that are different from what, you know. So, again, I think that the local, or what drove me, I'm sorry to get back to your original question, I see how people are treated, I see how people are trained, and I am a part of this local. So being a part of the local, I know I can make it better, so I want to be the head of the local.
Well, and so I guess then what I wanted to point out is that I remember you having a lot of knowledge, and it's because of all your experience. How many years?
Total, about 39 years.
39 years. So let me ask you this. You have a little bit of a slogan called President with Presence. Why? What does that mean?
You see, right now in Local 304, the president does not have a presence. I think it's embarrassing that you can be a national officer, a presidential officer, and walk into plants and your members have no idea who you are, and you're not new. You've been there for quite some time, and members have to understand that. Yeah. For you to be a president and your members, I mean, don't get me wrong, we're not talking about the United States. We're talking about three states here, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And for members not to know who you are, or members not to feel that if there's a problem, I can contact you or one of your representatives. See, that presence is missing.
Well, I used to be a little bit confused about the different positions here, but there's a branch president in Columbus, Mike Roberts, and then there is a local president for the whole Local 304, and that is Bip McLemore. And you are running for the local.
Yes, I'm running to replace Bip McLemore.
And that is for three states, and Columbus, Ohio, is where you're located, but The three states are Kentucky, Ohio, and Indiana. And I probably didn't say that in the order that you
Indiana,
want.
Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Get out of here. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Yes, those are the three states. And it's very important. I guess you do pay, not pay attention, but I guess you do listen when I'm here doing what I do, man.
Well, you bounce a lot of things off of me, too. Yes, I mean, you know.
And you know, it's funny because a lot of members don't really understand that differentiation. But listen, folks, in your office, in your branch office, if you're in Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, that's your branch president. And listen, I'm not talking down. I'm just reaffirming some things here. In your office is your branch president. That is the president elected by the people who is supposed to stand up for the people. You got to understand this breakdown because it gets a little convoluted, I think. Now, in your office with your branch president, you've got stewards. One would think that the stewards work for the branch president, not how it is set up in the National Postal Mail Hunters Union. The stewards are selected by the local president. Right. So the stewards actually work for the local president, but they are assigned to the branch president, if that makes sense. Now, again, let me tell you something. I'm not looking to change that in the Constitution. I'm not looking to change that anywhere, just so we're clear. But I do want the branch presidents under my administration to know that you're going to have a very loud voice in who works on your staff. That's not going to be something I'm going to try and dictate because I don't know your office that well yet. Now, not to go too deep into it, but as local president, yes, branch presidents, you're going to be allowed to select your staff. Now, I'm going to learn you and your staff, and then we may talk about do we want to adjust here or there. But as a local president, I'm going to make sure branch presidents have that autonomy.
Well, I have a question then. So regarding when you do become president, how do you integrate the current cabinet, per se, of people who have jobs and been doing this for a while?
Wow. First, let me say, there's probably going to be an awkward silence just for a moment. And then we're going to regroup. And then, because you got to understand, a lot of the members that are on your executive board, our current executive board, were on the board when they levied ridiculous charges at me that same board upheld. Now, I didn't really want to bring this up again, but listen to these words, please, folks. When I'm elected president, we are going to set sales in a different direction, not majorly different, but just a little different. I hope that if you are reelected to a position that we can just, you know, again, yesterday was yesterday, but see tomorrow, that's what we're going to focus on.
Well, let me ask you this then while you're saying that.
Yes.
What would be the first thing on your list to do? Give me one thing to do. What is the number one thing that you feel as local president that you have to get done?
Wow, that's a kind of caught me off guard. But as local president, I'm always prepared. I think one of the main things, well, not one of the main thing, we are going to embark on training. I'm going to embark with the executive officers on training branch presidents. And we're not going to just train you. We're going to train you so well that you're going to have confidence when you pass this training on to your stewards. So one word answer would be training, which is much more complex than one word is going to allow.
Well, of course. And I've got to tell you, when you say that, I think to myself that, you know, it's kind of like the blind leading the blind over there by the sounds of it, because it sounds like the stewards really don't know how to advocate for the members in a very efficient way and in a very probably assertive, aggressive way. Sometimes you got to go to bat, but they probably don't know what they're doing. So now here they're leading the people that are asking for help, right?
Exactly. And you know, my hat goes off to anybody anyone who accepts that role of being a steward. It's a thankless job. Don't get me wrong. You get a little money for doing it if you're alternate or if you're a regular. But that money that they give you to do that, trust me, that's not equal compensation for what you're about to embark on. And I understand that. But nonetheless, you got to want to do this. And if you are doing this and most of what you're doing, there's no blueprint. You just figure some things out, or you try this or you try that. It doesn't allow you to advocate from a position of strength. And that's why I'm big on training. And the local is going to benefit so much from training, because when you feel confident that you know that you know that you know. See, when the union or when management owes you 100%, you're not going to settle for 40% or 50%. If they owe you 100, we're going to get 100. And only way we're going to get that is I need you to feel that your fight, you've studied your fight, you know your fight, you understand management is going to try and give you a lot of smoke and mirrors, but you stand strong on your training and watch how powerful. And again, I say this and people laugh when I say it. I see the day real soon where people are going to say, yes, I'm in Local 304. That's just how we rolling right now. They're proud to be a part of this local. And I don't care what anybody says. That's not here right now.
Okay, so I have two other points.
Sure.
And the first of those two is, tell me something positive about what you do. I mean, about Columbus at this point, just what's going on here. Tell me something positive, because I know that you bring home a lot of contention that's there and or confusion and or people just don't know.
But, you know what's positive? Not to cut you off there. Yes. What's positive is you have a workforce there. And you got to remember, I'm speaking specifically about Columbus, Ohio right now. You have a workforce there that will put in work. Listen to what I said, will put in work. But you have management that seems to, that seems to not really understand what's happening. So it brings a lot of frustration. But to that mail handler in Columbus, Ohio, when we begin to teach you, and I don't care how long you've been there, it doesn't matter to me because I see how you work. When we begin to teach you your job, or not, you know what, teach was a, when we begin to share with you what you should know about your job, I'm telling you, folks, and I keep saying this and I'm going to keep saying it, it's not a bad job you got at the post office, because you don't understand it, and because you allow your lack of understanding bring additional stress to your situation. That's, I'm going to eliminate that, and we're going to eliminate that through training. And if the local puts out guidelines, For example, I work on a dock with trucks. I unload trucks now. The way those trucks are loaded is just any which way that they can. Now, as a local president, I meet with other local presidents and understand, hey, folks, listen, let's start talking to our mail handlers. Everybody load these trucks this way. Never mind, you know, placards facing the tail end of the truck. But everybody does that. That's going to make it easier for mail handlers loading and unloading throughout the nation. So now what happens is we build solidarity. And when we start building solidarity on little items such as we're all going to pledge that we're going to load trucks the exact same way every facility. Again, it's not so much about loading the trucks. It's about mail handlers picking up an issue being led from by their president and building and forging solidarity. See, this kind of solidarity will lead to so much more.
Yeah, easy communication is what I call it.
And communication is, it could be easy. Again, mass media, because we're going to have a Local 304 podcast.
Right.
I mean, members not being in touch with Kenny Hawes, that's not going to happen. That can't happen. I'm just saying. So communication, but see, you know, a lot of times with communication, what you find from the local is, they'll send a memo out and say, we've communicated.
Right.
No, I'm going to send a memo out and then maybe 15, 20 more memos Maybe we do a little podcast on it. See, I'm going to make sure that even if you try to hide from the information, I'm going to have this information so ready, available for you that no matter where you look, there's going to be something coming to you from Local 304.
And I think that's awesome that because that's advocating for the people that can help you organize the union the way it should be. Okay, my last inquiry with you.
Okay.
Is I think this is so important, and I think you, the last election that you experienced, you got to see really how uninvolved a lot of your members are. So what does the word vote mean to you? Because this is the biggest thing. A lot of people have got to just understand whether they like the union or not, they should go out and vote, right? I mean, voting is very important.
Well, again, when we talk about voting in any election, not just this one, but I'm going to narrow my conversation down to the local 304 election. A lot of times, and this is what I'm seeing, we've got over 4,000 members. People express their displeasure. They're not happy with the union. They express that by not voting. And I want to say to right. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, you're not voting, you're not participating in the election is actually a vote to keep things the same. You see, I want you to get that ballot. First, I want you to hear the message. First, I want you to feel the enthusiasm that I'm going to bring to this position. And then I want you with confidence to check that box that says Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, a team with presence. This is how we're going to start the change. Because when we start the change, trust and believe, I'm going to carry that banner. But I need you not to sit back and say, my union isn't what I thought it was. I don't like my union. And that may be true. But I need you not to express that by not participating in the election. I need you to participate, help bring Kenny Hodge, a president with presence. And I'm going to assemble the team, a team with presence, into Local 304 Frontline and watch how we work.
So vote for Kenneth Hodge.
Always.
And in November 2022. Coming up, yep, 2022, November.
Hey, listen, this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Just a quick interview, conversation with my wife as we try to get the message that we're going to be an active union. We're going to be a knowledgeable union. We're going to stand strong on commitment because we know what we know. Have a great day.